So it's 6:32. It's a Friday. We're talking innovation. We're talking about an invention. And we have a big plastic draining board. What's happening?
Well, today's innovation is so simple, it's hard to believe it didn't exist before. It's called the sink station, and it's basically a flat colander that sits in the sink. It was invented by Damon Meredith, and he's here. Hello, Damon.
Hi.
Can you describe it and tell us what it's for?
Yeah, it's basically a tray with lots of holes in it. And
that's it. Okay, yeah. Move on. Thanks very much for coming
in. And it goes
in
the bottom of your sink, and basically it's for making your dinner. You catch your peelings, it catches them all, you lift it out, sweep them into the bin. And it sort of saves fishing around afterwards, trying to get all the peelings out your sink.
Was there a eureka moment? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I suppose probably just after a very long day at work, having sort of fairly lazily cooked a meal and left layers of rubbish in the sink, I sort of came back to it was full up with water and flotsam and jetsam, and basically ended up fishing out the little round, you know, those stainless steel things that go on the plug.
Mm-hmm.
So I fished that out, and all the waste rushed into the plug hole, and I just kind of looked at it and thought, well, this is useless, and what you really need to do is try and catch all the waste before it gets to the plug hole. And following that, I sort of thought, well, it must exist, and I spent ages on the internet trying to look for one, find one the next day, and I couldn't, and I just decided, well, this is relatively easy to make, so I sort of took it from there, really.
And you were telling me earlier that the most important thing was to get a proper drawing of it.
Absolutely, yeah. It was really important. I went to a design consultancy called Innovate Design. There's a guy called Jamie Bates who kind of put some extra flourishes on it later. But we started with Innovate, and what they do is they do like a computer-aided design drawing of it. So it's almost like it exists before it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And what that enables you to do is to go and see people and show them, and they can see it. So you're not just describing something or giving them a sheet of A4 paper with a biro drawing on. You're giving them a 3D drawing of the product, and they can see it, and it really helps to move things along. And,
did lots of companies want to take it on and make it when they saw that?
Yeah, we had a really high hit rate. So we had a lot of companies that wanted to license the product. We kind of decided that it would be more fun to try and make it, so we took that route and we made it ourselves.
Nice colours as well.
Thanks very much.
They're kind of funky colours. I can imagine if you've got teenagers or kids in... No, don't tip all that into... Oh, you've tipped it.
Do you know what
it
reminds me of, actually? Okay. I've just realised. A croc, you know, one of those shoes, brightly coloured with the holes in it.
That's kind of what
it looks like. And how did you find a manufacturer for it?
That was quite difficult. I got quite lucky. I had a friend who had a friend who had a sourcing company in China, so he was... Well, yeah, and he was an English guy, he spoke English, so they find factories and they translate for you and they check that they're all kosher and reputable and what have you, so that's how we found our factory, but it can be quite difficult, that bit.
And it's just gone into the shops.
How much is it,
and where can people get one from?
It's £12.99. Lakeland's the easiest place to get it. There's also maybe 70 independent cook shops, and Eddington's, who are our distributor, if you go on their website, you'll be able to contact them by email, and they'll tell you where you can buy it.
£12.99 for a flat colander. People are going to say, ooh, that's
pricey.
You're
paying for the idea. Come on, you're paying for the idea.
Yeah.
It's not an idea.
There's lots of hidden costs. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure there are.
Punching each individual hole takes a lot of time.
Anyway, thank you very much, Damon Meredith. That
Pleasure.
Is the Sink Station. And if you want to, if you missed all that information, it will be on my Twitter page, Rebecca M. Pike. And if you've got an innovation you want me to have a look at, go to our web pages, and there's a link at the bottom, and put all the information in there. And you may be on the radio. Who knows?
Is there a follow-up to this? I mean, have you got another idea buzzing around in your
head? Yeah, I've got about 150 ideas. I don't know if I'll get around to doing all of them.
So maybe we'll speak to you some other time.
Yeah, I'm going to apply next year.
Damon, thank you very much. So if you've got an idea, you go to the Twitter address, you go to our website, and everything's straightforward from there.